Of all the things I do as a priest, one of the most rewarding is listening to people talk about their relationship with God. As you know, in our day, there are not many opportunities for that kind of talk. Our society frowns on too much God talk in public. God talkers make us uncomfortable. They sometimes come across as Bible thumpers or holy rollers. Most Catholics, I think, prefer to be more circumspect about their spiritual life. And so when parishioners share with me the story of their journey with God, I consider myself privileged. I have found that one of the best opportunities for this kind of conversation happens when people are preparing for sacraments, like marriage. Over the past 12 months, I've met with 23 couples preparing for marriage. Generally, I meet with each couple two or three times. As you might imagine, over the course of that many meetings, you get to know people fairly well. It doesn't always happen, but I'd say more than half of the time, we are able to get beyond the basic nuts and bolts of planning the wedding ceremony and move to a deeper level where the couple describes their relationship with God. Often this deeper conversation blossoms quite naturally out of questions I pose, like, why do you want a church wedding? Or, tell me about your religious background. My probing into their spiritual life is not simply because I'm a nosy busybody. It's more than mere curiosity on my part. In my questioning, I try to help them to see that the sacraments are not private acts of piety. The sacraments do, of course, help to strengthen our personal faith, but they are more than that. When we receive the sacraments, we also express our solidarity with one another. All of us, saints and sinners alike, are called to be here, but to be here together. I also try to get the couples to see that when we struggle to live the sacraments instead of just receiving them, we participate in some small way in the very life of the Blessed Trinity. Imagine that. When we struggle to live our baptism and our confirmation, when you struggle to live your marriage and I my ordination, we are in some way sharing in the very life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But what exactly does that mean? Well, first we need to understand how the Trinity lives and what the Trinity does. We usually think of God the Father as the creator of the universe, but more than anything else, I picture the Father as the one who welcomes. I picture him as that father in the parable of the prodigal son, running toward his delinquent child, arms wide open, eager to clasp him in an unbreakable hug. That's how I see God the Father, embracing us from the beginning of our life until its end. At conception, God welcomes us into life. In baptism, God welcomes us into his family. In death, God welcomes us into the kingdom. Throughout our life, this great welcoming God enfolds us in an endless series of embraces. The Son also is God. God who loves us so much that he chose to become part of our human history, especially our history of suffering. In the person of Jesus, God bears the burdens of the defeated. God shares the lot of the forgotten. Although Jesus is now risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father in glory, he is still fully human. He continues to bear in his human flesh the marks of his crucifixion, and he continues to suffer with those whose lives are crushed by pain or sadness. The Holy Spirit also is God. God who mysteriously dwells in us, closer to us than our own very breath, inspiring our dreams of what we still might become, and also unsettling us, coaxing us to risk taking those next steps that will make our world a better place where all people can flourish together. That's how the Trinity lives. That's what this Trinitarian God does. He welcomes us, he shares our suffering, and he inspires us to be our best self. When we struggle to live the sacraments, God helps us to live more as he lives. If we open ourselves to the power of the sacraments, if we open ourselves, for instance, to the power of the Eucharist this morning, listening to God's word as it challenges us, struggling to allow ourselves to be broken and given like the Eucharistic bread we receive, then slowly but surely, God will shape us into people who are more welcoming, people who endure not only our own trials, but who are aware of the suffering of others around us. People who continue to dream dreams and take risks. This Feast of the Holy Trinity challenges us not so much to understand the mystery of three persons in one God. Rather, it challenges us to accept God's invitation to live and act more like the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit every day of our life.